Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Scientists speak frequently of baselines, measurable conditions and data sets combined against which they can measure the fluctuation of natural systems. Economists speak frequently of indexes, indices, measurable conditions and data sets combined against which they too can measure the fluctuation of financial systems. Historically, these perspectives have been independent from each other, isolated tools that do not completely measure the whole. Today, scientists and economists are more mutually joined, at least a group of each that are working together to build a new form of analysis, ecosystem services, the calculation of the interrelationship of profits and losses when all aspects of a project are taken into account, the loss of a long-term natural asset compared to the gain of a short-term social profit, a kind of cosmic balance sheet that lies at the heart of what we call sustainability. These calculations are complicated and constantly changing. They must be based on rational assumptions, accurate measurements, flexible relationships, and practical outcomes. They express, some say reduce, the dynamism of modern endeavor into numbers. But those numbers nonetheless inform us, confront us, persuade us. Every day we thrive or we fail by such numbers in our checkbooks, investments, politics, and plans for the future. One group of scientist economists is attempting to define the health of the ocean by a number, a new ocean health index. Sponsored by Conservation International, the National Geographic Society, the New England Aquarium, and staffed by scientists from many leading ocean research and advocacy organizations around the world, the index is an attempt to build on consensus on what determines global ocean health and to construct a common metric to measure it. According to its sponsors, the index, quote, focuses on goals articulated in four decades of ocean treaties and high-level national and intergovernmental reports. Using indicators that measure the intensity of the most urgent ocean stressors, including climate change, ocean acidification, overfishing, habitat degradation, invasive species, loss of biodiversity, pollution, and eutrophication. The index will measure the status and trends of ocean health and its components, assess trends in remedial actions taken to conserve marine habitats, and relate trends in ocean health to benefits provided to people and human well-being. The ultimate goals are to establish a new world standard for measuring ocean health and to influence decision makers and raise global awareness to generate positive and dramatic action for improved ocean governance and health, unquote. The project is expected to announce its first index number in February 2012. Reducing the ocean's health into a single number. How is that possible? How can such an exercise include and correlate the myriad elements constantly changing that comprise the ocean physiology, not to mention its psychology? It is like defining the history of baseball by a single average or portraying a nation by a single rating. But we do have, and perhaps trust such things, the Dow Jones average, for example, or livability ratings for towns in America. Such things do exist. And who knows, this number might just be the one on which we can base some new increased public awareness of and support four different behaviors and new policies and forms of governance. To that end, isn't it worth a try? The announcement will generate much questioning and confusion. What was included? What was left out? How were things weighted? Were polar bears in the Arctic more important than indigenous people who also live there? What is the real offset between limited deep ocean drilling and an imperative demand for energy? What is the true cost of the destruction of mangroves and coral reefs, of climate change? If climate change does not exist, then why is it included? And on in a cacophony of nitpicking, explanations, political posturing, advocacies, naysaying, denial, and affirmations. In spite of all this, for me, success for the first Ocean Health Index is defined as follows. First, it will responsibly and comprehensively outline an inclusive spectrum of considerations that must be known and interconnected if we are to understand the true nature of the ocean in our world. And second, it will provide a baseline number that will attain its true value only the following year and the years thereafter, when the second and ensuing index results are published, and we have a place to point to and say, see, it's a mess and it's getting worse and we've done nothing about it. Or, wow, look, it's getting better. what we are doing is working, and watch while we do more. What an ambitious idea. Such a complicated thing expressed by a simple number. Such a simple thing that just might motivate a complicated response. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.